got to walk and drive it four more times. You can't be weird in a strange time.
H-E-L-P with capital letters. Like scattered the pebbles all over the beach. Like sunburns, I move now. In my rocket ship, I don't wanna be found. Emergency, I've forgotten how to breathe. I'm my
Welcome to episode 192 of Tales from the Dropbox. Mr. Belding here today with you. That was Elder Abuse, song called Take It Easy, from an EP called Take It Easy that came out on November 27th of last year on Little Rocker Records. Had to play it. If you were listening to the intro, that was the lyrics from the jam Strange Town that led into that amazing song. These guys are out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, a time where Mr. Belding spent his youth for at least a couple of years. They're a five-piece, I understand. They formed in 2012. This is a three-song EP in the follow-up to 2017's Burnt LP, so hopefully there's new music coming this way. They got a couple of other EPs out. I don't know much about Winnipeg, except that I got family that lives there still. So shout out to my Aunt Dawn and my cousin Dave and my cousin Denise. I talked to them recently, and they didn't talk about Elder Abuse, but maybe they should have. Great punk rock band. And then we opened everything up today with The Coat Hangers, a song called Parking Lot, from the debut LP of The Coat Hangers, which has been reissued by Suicide Squeeze on December 4th of last year. They put out 1,000 LPs. 500 of them were in this neon strawberry pinwheel, and 500 were in confetti candy crush vinyl. Cool looking records. Anyway, the Coat Hangers started in 2007. Julia Kugel is the vocalist. They all take the last name Coat Hanger. This also included Stephanie Luke, Meredith Franco, and Candace Jones. Candace left in 2013, but great garage rock band out of Atlanta. And what can you do? Anyway, I think I had a really interesting show from you. I'm actually going to play some underground Riot Girl from China. Discovered them in my travels recently, but I'll get to that anyway. We're going to start everything off today with Ginger Wildheart, and the song is called Meet My Killer.
Meet Take time, let's talk about the world that you can imagine.
and I'm coming down. What can I tell you? Anyway, let's talk about the beginning or the end. Let's start at the end. Anyway, that was Made Violent, song called Two Tone Hair from a record called Wannabe. Came out on Sakers Music on January 15th this year. They're a three-piece out of Buffalo, New York. They play a mix of garage and slacker rock. This is their debut LP. The vocalist there is a guy named Joe White with his buddies Justin Acey and Ray Romano? I think it's Rob Romano, not Ray. Ray was a television show. Rob is the guitarist here. Anyway, I caught them on Audio Tree Live. That's kind of how I fell into this. I liked it, so I played it. Anyway, before that, we heard the Giving Moon song called Scream and Joy from a record called Bloom. Came out on November 27th of last year. It's available on Bandcamp. They're a Chicago alt-rock group. They're also a three-piece led by Sean Seals, and they're from the west side of Chicago. Kind of a local regional act, but that song was catchy, so I played it. And then I started everything off in the set with somebody who you should know, because if you haven't followed the Wild Hearts for the last 25 years, I don't know where you've been. Anyway, Ginger Wild Heart, this is, I think, his 10th solo LP. Guy's hugely prolific, puts out records, doesn't really care. Go over to the Round Records website, got a ton of stuff by them. This came out on May 21 of last year. This is his, I think, his third LP in the last 2 years. He plays all the instruments on this. This is more of a power pop influenced record. It's from a record called Heads of Poppin', and that song was called Meet My Killer. And hopefully you loved it, because I did. Anyway, we're moving quite along quite quickly today. I think you're going to enjoy the pacing of this show. I'm going to slow things down just a little bit, but this song captured me. This is The Levelers, and the song is called Sleep Well.
Sleep Well. The world is holding you, the world.
And that was Billy Nomates, song called Slaptop from a record called SF Sourdough. Billy Nomates obviously has some friends because Billy Nomates is the acronym for Duncan Billy Edmonds, who is the singer of Snuff. This is an LP, says it's been 10 years in the making. He's got some pretty good friends too. Joey Cape of Lagwagon, Tyson Anacaraco, who is in Western Addiction and formerly of Dead to Me, and Sergi Lukabgoff, who is in Some I Am and Knapsack. I'll play along with this. Pretty catchy. I hope you loved it. Before that, we heard something I really love. That is the Licorice Quartet, a song called Snollygoster Goon from an EP called Threesome Volume 2. Came out on January 8th of this year on Stranger Danger Records. If it sounds like Jellyfish, it's because it is Jellyfish. It's the three members of Jellyfish, Roger Joseph Manning Jr., Tim Smith, and Eric Dover. And if you don't know those guys from Jellyfish, who were an amazing power pop band in the 90s, those guys also play with Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, Slash the Snake Pit, the Finn Brothers, Alice Cooper, Air, Beck. You know, they're pretty prolific. Anyway, this is the second of these EPs released by these guys, and I love it. What can I say? Definitely Dropbox worthy. And then we start everything off in the set with a Leveler, a song called Sleep Well, from their record called Peace. This is from the Deluxe Edition. Came out on August 14th last year on the Fiddle Recordings. The Deluxe Edition adds 9 extra tracks, including that one, Sleep Well. This debuted at number 8 in the British charts. Essentially, the Levelers have been this folk punk act that at one time was huge. They actually headlined Glastonbury in 1994, playing for 300,000 people. Mark Chadwick's the vocalist. Not much more I can tell you about them, except that it's a really good rock act. And they're actually in a better place now, I think, in terms of the quality of their albums. This was enjoyable throughout and definitely Dropbox worthy. Anyway, we're moving right along. We're actually 27 minutes in and we're halfway through. Anyway, I think you're going to love this next set. This band's out of Qingdao, China. They're a couple of moms, and they're a street punk act, and I think you're going to love them. This is the Dummy Toys, and the song is called Not a Puppet.
Can't screw away.
And that was Congratulations by Winnetka Bowling Leagues from their EP, Congratulations. I didn't know much about Winnetka Bowling League. I'd played this really catchy track, I think, last year called 16. But apparently, Matt Blair, who goes by the name Matthew Coma, is married to Hilary Duff. And that's not even the best thing about it, is that this guy is actually a singer-songwriter that's produced and worked on a lot of records, including Shania Twain's last record, where he was a producer. This released on September 18th, 2020, on RCA Records. Catches all, and a nice pure pop, pleasant song. What can I say? This is weird set, huh? Before that, we heard Bandmade, a song called Youth, from their record Unseen World. Came out on January 13th this year. on Pony Canyon Records, digital only at this point, but my understanding is that the other formats, CD and vinyl, came out on January 20th. I haven't seen them, but I'm trying to find them. This is the seventh studio LP from this Japanese five-piece led by Saiki and Mika Kubota. They dress up in maid's uniforms. This was the number one rock record in Japan in January. What can I say? I love that sound. And then we started everything off in the set with Dummy Toy, a song called Not a Puppet. From their record called Not a Puppet, came out on October 2nd of last year. It's available on Bandcamp. This kind of shocked me. These guys are out of Qingdao, China. They're a string punk back. They're a four-piece all-female, and they're part of the underground, and I didn't know this. I read this interesting interview with them. They're part of this huge underground China Riot Girl, there you go, scene. Completely underground punk rock scene. They name check a whole bunch of bands, and pretty cool. So anyway, Google Dummy Toys, Not a Puppet, and then try to find the article. I can't pronounce most of the names, and I wouldn't try. I wouldn't want to offend anybody, but definitely Dummy Toys, great record all the way through. Definitely Dropbox worthy. Anyway, we're coming up to the last three song set. I think you're going to enjoy this as well. I'm going to lead off with one of the, I think, better debut records, really critically acclaimed, and probably for good reason. But if you're if you love the band Slint, and you know Mr. Belding does, then you're going to love Black Country New Road, and that's where I'm going to start. This song is called Athens, France.
Guess it's too late to change it now. in the rural American town. Fairground, I go around, and I go around. It's a great wide gulf between intentions and what ground met me. I check my phone, make the sound like theme from failure, performed for just you. Like the new road built out of black country ground. I have learned so little from all I lost in 2018. I think she's still waiting there for us, somewhere underneath what we built to keep the waters clean. It's a one-size-fits-all hardcore cyber fetish, early naughty zine. She sells matcha shots to pay for printing costs in a PR team. She's recently enlightened, and for some reason that phases me. Won't give up, too soft to touch, and how hard could it really be? We'll be right back.
And that, of course, was Ultravox, song called Sleepwalk from their record Vienna. That's from the 40th anniversary edition, came out on October 9th of last year on Chrysalis Records. What a huge update. This is the Stephen Wilson remix of the record. It's a 5 CD, 1 DVD box set with 5.1 surround sound, new Stephen Wilson remix. It's got 44 unreleased tracks. Original record came out on July 11th, 1980, and it was notable because this was the first record that Midge Ure was the lead vocalist. I like the Midge Ure version of the band better. They had huge hits. They were a great band. And really, that for me was the crossover into New Wave. I was a huge punk rock fan back then, and Buzzcocks, Jam, Clash, of course, Susie and the Banshees, you know. But this was kind of the step into the early 80s New Wave. And if you don't recognize it, Ultravox had been around a couple of years at that time, but this was really what catapulted them into the top of the British charts. They were actually prevented in July of getting to number one. This only finished at number two in the charts. Little nugget, Mr. Belding can come up with that. Before that, we heard Adult Life, a song called Taking Hits from a record called Book of Curses. Came out on November 6, 2020 on What's Your Rupture Records. This is Chris Rowley. You might not remember Chris Rowley. He was one of the vocalists in Huggy Bear, which was around from 1990 to 1993. He's now 55 years old. He hooked up with John Arthur Webb of Male Bonding, which is a noise rock act. This is 10 songs. It's 26 minutes. It's amazing. This is a great punk rock record. Definitely Dropbox worthy. And then we start everything off in the set with Black Country New Road. Song called Athens, France, from a record called For the First Time. Came out on Ninja Tune Records on January 5th of this year. This actually has got perfect reviews from a number of British music magazines. I don't know if it's perfect, but I will tell you that if you like that mix of post-punk, free jazz and math rock, this is inventive, it's experimental. That was actually a reworked version of that Athens, France track, which was released as a single. It's kind of centered around this vocalist, Isaac Wood, who definitely has copped, I think, early Slint. Great record, really. Imminently listenable. I think you'll find it. There is a Sunday afternoon, evening record, pleasurable. What can I say? Definitely Dropbox worthy. Anyway, with that, I'm going to leave you with this last track. As you know, I like to play something a little off kilter at the end, and I'm going to do that with Widow's Peak. The song I'm going to play for you is from Sanguine. It is from an EP called Honey Church, which was released on January 22nd this year on Captured Tracks. This is a follow-up to their amazing fifth LP, Plum. They're a Brooklyn, New York duo, husband and wife team of Molly Hamilton and Robert Earl Thomas. This is a digital EP only. It's got a couple of covers on it, a unique version of Dire Straits' Romeo and Juliet, and really an amazing version of The One I Love by R.E.M. But hell, you know, Mr. Belding, I'm going to play something different. Sanguine is a discarded demo from that Plum Sessions, and I love it. So here you go. Things are going to get better, folks. That's all I can really say. They can't get any worse, right? So here's to looking forward. This is Widow Speak and a song called Sanguine. Until next week, as always, peace out.
What surprise lies in my blood? What is born and what become? What holds me back? What holds me dear? How long will you hold on for, when the body keeps the score, and it marks you, the marks you carry make it clear. vessel. I'm the daughter. There's the proof, but does it hold water? Yeah, there's truth I know. I'll let it come in. When it boils, when it runs cold, when it makes me, it takes its toll. Am I you? In my old age, my unfortunate rage, baby, I.